Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
With some regularity, I'm asked if people can reproduce one of my editor's comments in their local photography club newsletter or some such other local publication. And I'm always happy to have people do that. And as long as they ask, I'm happy to give my permission. And without question, the number one requested article goes way back in the early Lenswork days called How to Make a Workshop Work. But curiously enough, the second most often reprint permission that's requested is for a relatively recent editor's comment titled Dialogue with a Photograph. Now, I know lots of you who are subscribers to Lenswork and probably read that article are also regular listeners to the podcast. But I know that lots and lots of you are not subscribers to Lenswork or members of Lenswork Online. Easy enough to resolve that if you're interested, and I would appreciate it. But if you're not a member of Lenswork Online or a subscriber to Lenswork, you haven't had access to this content. And that's too bad, because evidently it strikes a chord with lots and lots of people. So I'm going to do something different this week. I'm going to do the audio recording of Dialogue with a Photograph as this week's podcast. From Lenswork number 164, published in August of 2023, here is Dialogue with a Photograph. Photography is about relationships. One of the most fundamental is the relationship between the viewer and the image viewed. On the surface, this appears to be a one-way transfer of content from the image to the viewer. But that's not the only kind of relationship we can have with a photograph. What if viewing a photograph involves a kind of dialogue with the image, a two-way event? Many of you know that I'm not a fan of social media. I understand its virtues for distributing our work, but what really bothers me is the kind of relationships that occur via social media. In particular, social media is training viewers to look at photographs in an instant. Social media encourages a limited, even unhealthy, quick glance, followed by an even quicker swipe left. I've got 5 minutes. Let me see how many images I can gulp down in that time. And so, flip, 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 flip. And we believe we've seen the art. The negative consequences of this way we're being trained to look at photographs are not good. We don't really see the artwork, but even worse, we don't interact with it. I prefer a method I like to characterize as dialogue with a photograph. When I look at a photograph, I want to engage in a two-way relationship that involves seeing, that is to say, receiving, but also asking. That's the engagement. I want the photograph to challenge me to pose questions, to raise issues that I've never thought of before. I need to involve myself in a give and take with the ideas that come from a deeper viewing of the image. I hope the visual goes further into my consciousness so that it stimulates thought. What does that imply? In my way of thinking, that means having a dialogue with the photograph, in the sense that questions can deepen our understanding of an image, as well as our relationship to both the print and the photographer. It also means looking beyond the artifact to examine the image content and message. For example, what is the photographer trying to show me? Do they succeed in showing me that? Is it significant that they've shown me that? Do I care? Why should I care? Where have I seen something like this before? Did I have a similar reaction before? Why is my reaction different this time? How is this photograph different than what I saw before? Where does this photograph fit in the history of photography? Maybe not referring to its fame, but rather its place and time. Is it like something I saw that was produced in 1870, 1910, 1950, or the day before yesterday? Where does the photograph fit in that timeline. All the decisions that the photographer made relative to photographic properties, depth of field, focus, composition, all those things that you and I do on a regular basis, how does all of that affect the photograph? Do we think the photographer made the best choices for their intent for this photograph? And if not, why not? How might we have made different photographic decisions? Do we think the photographer knows what the intent of the photograph is? How does the photographer communicate their intent? Is our interpretation in harmony with that intent, or do we see something entirely different than the photographer intended? What is the difference between our interpretation and the photographer's intent? What questions does this photograph prompt me to ask? What answers does the photograph provide me? And if it doesn't provide answers, where do I find my answers? Do my answers pertain to what the photographer is trying to do, or does it take the photograph in an entirely new direction? These are just some of the questions. For example, maybe Edward Weston meant pepper number 30 to be mouthwatering because it was going to become lunch. Maybe he meant it to be something completely metaphorical, almost spiritual, perhaps even cosmic. How do we know? How do others think about the photograph? That is to say, has it been reviewed? Is there introductory text in a book or on the gallery wall? Does the introductory text clarify the image or add confusion? What about a title? What about a location? Is knowing the location important to us as viewers? A relationship with the photograph involves all kinds of questions. The above are just a few examples. And if the artwork doesn't prompt questions, what does that silence say about the photograph? If it's banal and boring and doesn't prompt us to ask questions, is that a failure on our part because we're too busy going flip, flip, flip? Or is it a failure on the photographer's part? Or is it a failure with the presentation? With physical media, has the gallery, the museum, or the book publisher treated the photograph the way it ought to be treated to encourage such a dialogue? Or is it a failure on the photographer's part because they somehow missed something that they could have included in the photograph? Perhaps one of the most fundamental aspects of dialogue with a photograph is to simply ask what we're supposed to see when we look at a beautiful landscape, for example. Are we supposed to look at the photographic artifact and say, "My goodness, this photographer did a fantastic job with this image"? Or are we supposed to look at the photograph and say, "Wowee, God did a fantastic job with this bit of landscape"? That is to say, is the photograph a window to the world, or is the photograph a tangible artifact, an artifact that demands our attention as an objet d'art? Perhaps this is easier to illustrate if we look outside our beloved medium. When we look at a painting, there's obvious techniques, brushstrokes, and a physicality to the painting that insist we consider it as an objet d'art. A photograph is so lifelike that it becomes easy to construct the fantasy that we're looking through a window at the scene itself. In such a case, the page of the book, the framed print on the wall, the image on the computer screen are intended to be ignored. We're supposed to look through the medium, as though the medium doesn't exist. We're seduced into paying attention to the content of the photograph rather than the physicality of the photograph. We can, of course, do both. So, with this particular photograph that you're looking at, which kind of photograph is it? And how are you supposed to look at it? Is the medium invisible or the message? I could go on and on with this list of questions, but I think you get the idea. In my way of thinking, looking at a fine art photograph is not supposed to be a confirmation that the world is beautiful, or a confirmation that God did a good job, or even a confirmation that the photographer did a good job. Looking at a fine art photograph is supposed to be an engagement with the world. The message of a photograph, be it window or objet d'art, is about life. If you have no questions about life, you're not paying attention. That's what life is, a series of questions, explorations, possibilities, and wonderment. If looking at artwork doesn't prompt you to have questions, explorations, possibilities, and wonderment, the image isn't fulfilling its potential as a meaningful fine art photograph. I'm often asked, what do you mean, Brooks, when you talk about a photograph being meaningful? To me, a meaningful photograph is one that engages the viewer in a series of questions that turn a photograph from what something looks like into something that can influence us, that can make us think, that can make us feel, wonder, ask, speculate, that can make us more alive and engaged in life. Perhaps this is why I find meaning more difficult to accomplish with a single photograph. Questions and a dialogue seem to come more easily with a group of photographs, particularly with a group of photographs that have a title or a bit of text. Ideas engage people. When you simply show something that's caught your eye, people often react with a simple confirmation. Ah, yes, I confirm that it's really beautiful. After such a confirmation, it's nearly impossible to get them to invest time to go any deeper. Instead, flip, flip, flip. But if somehow you can introduce a question, you might encourage a deeper level of engagement with the photograph. Our great challenge as photographers is to seduce people into spending more time with our photographs. When we accomplish that, we approach what I like to think of as fine art photography. I'm not suggesting a formulaic approach to viewing images or making images. I'm not implying that you should write down a list of questions and then sit down with a photograph and try to answer them like some sort of checklist. Maybe as an exercise, it might be worth it to get your juices flowing toward developing a mindset that engages a photograph in dialogue. As a learning tool, a list of questions might be worth it. But I don't think any of us would do that with every photograph we look at. We might, however, think about dialogue as a tool to deepen our understanding of the best photographs we examine. Perhaps the ones that, for some reason, often from our unknown subconscious, touch us deeply. As we stop, ask questions, see what a photograph has to tell us, and discover what we bring to the photograph, we might find photography becomes much more meaningful than the just thumbs up and thumbs down of social media.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.